Log Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Everyone, welcome to a very special edition to Daytime After Dark tonight. We are having a tribute for Dave Pickett. Feel free to call in.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
I
was on Reese Wilson's Instagram post, and I thought maybe he was retiring or he was coming back to a soap. I didn't know he died.
Yeah, hold on, brother. Let's see if we have another call. Hi, you on Leo? Hello? Are you on for the Dave Pickett tribute? Hello? Bobby, you want any guests? No.
He probably didn't want to talk to us.
Yes. So how have you been?
I've been doing fine. I'm about to start work in the morning, so I'm going to be busy on Saturday morning hosting and waiting tables.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah, I had a soft adaptation all this week, so I'm glad that we didn't have any shows prior to this.
Awesome.
And it might be possible that maybe sometime in September and running until at least November or December that I may not be able to do any space shows in addition to in addition to doing afternoon shows, depending on when I get back to schedule.
Oh, okay. Maggie, you're here. Yay!
Hey.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi. It's a very important day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why don't,
I wish you could be a guest instead of we're doing it as a memorial.
Yeah, I mean, it has been one of those crazy days, you guys, where I literally just walked through the door. I'm not kidding, just walked in the door because, I had a doctor appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have a stress factor. And, so that could be.
Mm-hmm. Where's your book?
So let's see. Catherine, I can think of her name. I'm going on because my brain is gone.
Hmm.
But the rest of my body is good. So why don't we go around and I think that would be fun. What storyline you like to win?
Can I make an announcement?
What?
Can I make an announcement?
Yes.
Somebody very, very special and dear to our hearts, who's been on the show many times, the wonderful Kathleen Gotti. Today's her birthday.
Wow.
Who is known as Dr. O at General Hospital. Who's romancing him. Yes, today's her birthday.
That is so awesome and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have some sad news to report. Okay, just a little while ago, it came on the AP Press. That's Steve Burton, who we all love on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Soap does this. It says why he isn't dodging bad guys or rescuing ladies in distress. Jason Morgan on GH, Steve Burton is rallying the audience for the comedy. Stone Cold and Zacko, along with Bradford, but Burton had announced he tested for the COVID-19. So, you know, that is so sad because we all love him.
We sure do. Very much.
You know, once again, you know, it just seems like a crazy
thing. Not in a way.
You and it just seems like a one of the crazy 2 years that I think Americans will remember for the rest of our lives. Crazy. So they picked it. You know, was also on Days of Our Lives too, which I forgot. Did you guys forget that? I totally forgot.
That's what's great about the show.
He was just amazing in every role he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, he was taken away from us way too soon, right, Maggie?
Oh, totally.
And,
made movies, all kinds of stuff, and he died on a horse. He was on a horse when he died.
And I didn't, Marie Wilson sent to regards, but right now she's too fragile to really come on here and talk about was I understand is why is this happened. It's not like it's It happened a month or two ago. It just happened. So, you know, it's, you know, it's probably bad. You know, this actually happened. You know, in, you know, 60 on a movie set.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get over that part. What about you guys?
His movie that he was making. With,
yeah.
I mean.
And, you know,
reminds me of Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, one of the hardest weeks of loss. Oh, you guys, it was also on Perry Mason, by the way. Are you guys Perry Mason fans? He was on Perry Mason.
I heard of it.
What?
I heard of it. But never
mm-hmm.
could get into the show.
Yeah, and he was also on... he was also on so many other shows, and I've been trying to get him on Daytime After Dark. So, the last couple of months, and you know, I feel like I failed myself. Like I failed. To get him on here, I failed myself. You do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know, you know, he was also, you know what, you guys, this is funny. I didn't know this until one out. He was born in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up in, Caldwell, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I want to send the love and everything to his wife. And I believe he had two or three kids. So, you know,
his whole family.
That must be hard by now for everyone. And he was on Days of Our Life from 1991 to 92.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Perry Mason Mysteries, The Case of the Dead Babu in 1995. General Hospital. Yeah, I remember General Hospital, and he did a temporary recast for Alcazar. And he was also in The Perfect Student. And, yeah, he had this, like, great life with that.
Directing.
Yeah, you know, I know it's going to be hard.
The tragedy.
For everyone, you know, because by now, I'm still that we are going to be in another shutdown, you guys. You know, from everything I'm reading.
Fires are a very contributing factor because of the air quality.
Wait, what did you say?
The air quality with all the fires in California, the Northwest area, it spreads faster because it's airborne, the Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
And with the fires, with the smoke, children, it's going to hit more because they breathe heavier than we do. They breathe more air than we do.
Exactly. And right now, it's 95 degrees in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's crazy. And, you know, if none of his co-stars call in, I totally understand because, you know, I talked to them on Monday or Tuesday. And with this crazy word right now, people can forget very easily. Right, Mandy? Mm-hmm.
It's raw right now. It's hard for them.
Yeah, I mean,
and with
yet,
the fire, with the wildfires, especially in California, that a lot of these stars that he played with, that they was with, are involved. They have property. Like, remember, was it last year?
Yeah.
The Laura Wright's her vineyard wasn't there damage to her vineyard because of the fire, the wildfire?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it 2 years ago? Or was it 2020? I mean, it's just...
You know what? Okay, don't laugh at me, people. Like, in my mind, like, I'm wrapping 2019, 2020, and 2021. Like, it's like a rope of... that we won't ever get back. So, you know, it's just one of those crazy things. And I love Joan Scanlon on AMC. I mean, post all since he came on, I loved the role.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I watched it pretty much the whole way through. What I never, ever understood was it was in Pozzolos.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them were vampires in Pozzolos.
Yes, they were.
2 hours later, we were in, General Hospital. I never got something to see if this is a call. Hold on. Hello, you on the air? Hello? Okay, you know what I hate most? Someone calls from a restricted number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, no one gave me the area code for tonight.
Well, maybe with this welfare thing and everything going on, the COVID, maybe it screwed up the lines, you know, because I've been having phone problems, and I, you know. How are you doing out there, Bobby?
I'm doing fine. It's just been hot today, and it's been hot all week. But,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as this program is over with, I'm gonna tell you right now before Carly says what we're doing the rest of the night, I will. Definitely tell you that I'm going to be just getting ready for work tomorrow morning because I got to get in there at 12 o'clock.
Wow. Again?
You know, it's the first time since March of 2020 that I've been.
Oh. Wow. Okay, we know you're a Northside fan in Chicago, that other team, other than the Sox.
Yes.
But were you into hockey?
I watch hockey, but I don't usually follow, but I will follow the Blackhawks sometimes when they're good. And but they were in the same division as the Carolina Hurricanes last year.
They
and
are.
This year we're in separate divisions because of the realignment that we have, because I think Carly got a hockey team there called Seattle, with Seattle, and they're going to be playing a couple of games with Chicago because they're in the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing them twice during the year because we're in different conferences.
Right.
And same holds true with Chicago because you're in a division next year that's going to mean trips to Phoenix, Arizona, trips to Denver, Colorado, trips to Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean those cities. So, so you can imagine a long trip from Nashville to Phoenix one night a road trip like that.
That's supposed to be fun. The reason
I look at the Black Hole schedule that much in depth over when you guys play Seattle or when you guys play us or when you guys play Arizona or the other teams I just talked about.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, the reason I asked was, are your families or you, now you're too young, follow of all the Chicago Blackhawks in our heyday when Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull were playing? Tony
I was
Esposito.
Even born when they were in the original six.
Right.
I think it was when Patrick Kane and them won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago, and it's been like 10 years ago since they won it the last.
I was thinking your parents would have told you about Tony Esposito. He died.
Oh, yeah. Tony Esposito. Yeah.
Oh, he was, they call him Tony. Oh, he was the greatest. Oh, go
but correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he finish his career with the Rangers, or was that his brother?
No, he was with the Hawks.
I thought he played with the Hawks and finished his career with the New York Rangers.
Did he? I don't know.
I'm thinking it was a Phil Esposito and a Tony Esposito.
Right, but I love Tony. I mean, I always loved, well, naturally.
I mean, I don't know if there was any relationship or any connection.
Because
I thought that Tony played most of his life in Chicago, but finished out his career as a New York Ranger.
He might have.
I don't know. It might have been wrong. I might have been thinking of Phillips' deal when just a minute ago. Because I didn't get into hockey until late in Wayne Gretzky's time at Edmonton, and when he was about a year before he got traded to Los Angeles during the late Gretzky eras in Edmonton, because ESPN, which originally had the hockey before Fox and NBC Sports had it, but I look forward to seeing some of the action, because I think either the Blackhawks and Avalanche game is going to be on TNT or ESPN the first week of the season, the next night, because Seattle got Vegas, and that's the first game that's going to be on ESPN, and I think Tampa Bay is either playing either Chicago or Pittsburgh that night.
Yeah, I mean,
Tony Esposito passed young, I thought, of pancreatic cancer, the same as Patrick Swayze and Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
And Alex Trebek, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hopefully if I get home in time tomorrow, I can catch maybe the closing moments of the Bears game since it's preseason. I mean, you're going to get it locally, but you won't get it in the Chicago area on NFL Network because of blackout restrictions.
Right.
Because here in North Carolina, we should get it. Sunday, we won't get the Panthers game because of blackout restrictions, but our NBC station out of Raleigh will broadcast the game. So I won't have to worry about going to NFL Network unless I want to watch a old game or something or regular programming that would normally be reserved if there was a thunderstorm in the area or if the game got canceled because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, making the rounds, and a few players got it already, and it's like, it's,
yeah, and
but,
New York.
Huh? But like I was saying to you last night, Carly, on text, Seattle has Las Vegas this weekend, but the only problem is we won't get the airing of the game until after the Chargers-Rams game on NFL Network, and that is like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm asleep, so I'm just recording the game so I can watch it if I don't go online Sunday morning and find out who won that game, because you'll be lucky, because you're going to get the Seahawks game, but we don't get it on NFL Network because that's not our game because it starts early and we have...
Okay, so...
But
yeah,
going back
you...
to what you were saying... Saying
okay. Maggie, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So when it says, like, the Seahawks and the Raiders, okay, that's what's playing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, oh, and it's at Allegiant Stadium. So that would be in LA. Okay.
No, it's
and,
Vegas. It's Vegas.
Vegas. Vegas. That's the new stadium.
And I think it's Allegiant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to see if we are even getting it.
It's not going to be on NFL Network, so it won't be available for... For Maggie or I until late
no.
Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
when I hit the record button.
And I'm just seeing if we, you know, get the game or not. You know, because they all, you know, even sometimes with when everyone in town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the players, sometimes we get blackouts, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
any of your Mariners get COVID after being with the Yankees? Do you know if any of the Mariners got it? Remember, they were who was with the Yankees when they came up with, when they got it. They were going to play the Mariners after that. I think that same trip.
And by the way, did you catch the Field of Dreams game last night? Because I caught a little bit of it, and in fact, I just caught because this morning I was watching the replay through the clips, and I was using the radio call from the White Sox play-by-play over the Fox television, and then I used the Spanish call, and there was a fight about the Tim Anderson home run, how they hit it.
Oh, my God.
So, and then later I just went to actually getting the Fox call and was impressed. And yesterday I was unable to watch, and Wednesday I was unable to go on YouTube to watch the Twins game, so I ended up watching that this morning.
Twins?
The Twins game that was on YouTube on Wednesday, because that was a YouTube game, and I wasn't unable to access YouTube Wednesday afternoon to watch the game because I was so busy getting ready for my job where I had to get some shoes and stuff. So
right.
I didn't have time to watch the game Wednesday afternoon that was on YouTube with the White Sox and Twins.
So Bobby, so you're back to work then, right?
Well. Yeah, I think for now they're just going to give me a couple of days a week to work. So I don't know what happened, but I can keep you posted and I can text you probably sometime tomorrow after I get off of work.
Did you get back?
Bobby, this, all I got to say is Buddy and Maggie will agree with me, hopefully, that just be safe. But, I mean, I know... People think we are over this because of, we got our sauce, blah, blah, blah. I don't think we are over this. Maggie, what about you?
In general, no, because there's too many people that got loose and enjoyed themselves and were not vaccinated.
Right. In fact, in the Raleigh Durham area, they have indoor mask regulations. And I'm thinking when I go to the general hospital event, I don't know if they're going to lift the mask restriction or what, depending on what happens here and who gets it, and whether or not we're going to be back to lockdown mode again or not by April.
Right. The outdoor stuff is fine because we're the same because you're outdoors. But the inside, you never know. But then when when the Yankees got it, I'm wondering, okay, this is what happened in the NBA. They shut it down because
the game with the Red Sox, but they're going to make it up, I think, next week in New York, part of a day-night doubleheader in New York. And I think both games are going to be on MLB Network.
There.
Because I think Anthony Rizzo hasn't missed the Field of Dreams game because of COVID.
Oh.
And he's a former Cub.
Oh.
Well.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, that's good. But no, not really. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be talking about somebody that have COVID because this is serious.
No.
Okay, so we have another.
You just said the word that. This was
so
a bad word in my
book. Because there could be someone calling. I'm going to try it. Hi, you're on the air with us. Hello? You know what? I just don't want to miss, like, an opportunity if, you know, we miss the star. You know what I'm saying, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm.
Oh,
I'm in a cast 22.
I thought I heard somebody.
You know, and you know, hold on. Hello, you on the air? Okay, if this is who I think is. Please stop calling also. And please go find yourself a life. Okay, I'm on the dark side. Sorry, but it's annoying you two. I mean, to think, we have calls, and then, no one calls going on the dark side, you know.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't mean to be joking about the scrub getting it. It's just, you know, how I feel about the team.
Yeah.
That was the only reason.
Well, half of the pitching staff is with the White Sox now, so it wouldn't matter anyways.
Well, and you know what? You know, you know what? I'm not giving up on Leafs and Bird. But someone goes, is this me? Or does anyone know that Jason is slowly moving back? Okay, I still hope they get back together. I do. I can see it. You know, she focused on her life. But little does she know that the trouble bond is beyond and creeping on her doorstep. Her connection to Jason, no one's off limits. When it comes to Pinson, you know the word I'm trying to say, Maggie. For the crime, you know, for the organized crime, you know, they would take Britt, okay? And side note, for all the Sam fans who are mad over this, Sam is the one that broke in love with Jason because of his lifestyle. It wasn't the other way around. And to me, you know, we all, unless we can agree to disagree, but I just believe that, you know, Jason for me was the most boring couple when they came back. When Steve came back, I didn't see the hype. The hype wasn't there for me, but the hype, I was never a Jason and Sam fan. Okay, fine, I will call myself out. Were you Maggie?
Yes, I was. Until he left the story for a while, and then when he came back to leave, I love Sam. You know how much I love Sam. They just didn't have the chemistry. It just wasn't there. But I thought she had the chemistry with Billy Miller when he played Drew.
Right.
Yeah.
And one thing for sure, if people are asking for a Drew-Sam reunion, where Cameron Madison is going to be playing Drew, it's not going to work out, because I'd really like to see Drew paired with Peyton should Rebecca Budding return back, because of the magic that Rebecca and Cam had on All My Children.
Yeah, well, we don't know if Rebecca's coming back yet, Bob. Bobby, we don't know yet, but, but I love Cameron Matheson.
But I'm not really liking the whole Carly and Jason as husband and wife, because the other day Carly was asking Donna to say dad to Jason. I don't think that's a good idea, especially when you have Sonny, a.k.a. Mike, still trying to remember who he was. And because once Sonny comes in there, what's going to happen there?
Because
I'm saying the same thing of a potential fight over Jason with Carly and Britt in the same way as what's going to happen with Sonny and Jason once Sonny sees
Sam. Yeah, may I say something, Bobby, on that really quick? My view of the whole thing is, you know what, they are protecting the family and all this, okay? And I'm sick of that ass. Is that okay if I say that word, maybe?
No, I could call it Jack. J-A-X-S.
Yes, but I can't say that. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's okay.
So my thing is for Zach to say, oh, I'm done co-parenting with you. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Cool.
Do not get mad at me what I'm about to say, people. And I hope some people on this panel will agree with me. I'm sorry, after the kid is 15, 16, 17, you really are not co-parenting anymore, in my opinion.
I think she's 18. She's 18.
I mean, what do you think, Maggie?
Well, she's 18 now, and you don't really need a co-parent.
I mean, come on, the young lady's about to go off to college, and it could be possible that Jocelyn and Cam could become a couple, which I've been rooting for the last 3 years.
Me too.
Well, I haven't really been on the, you know, Cam and Zod train until recently, probably because they remind me of a couple. You know, they've been friends all their lives, you know, since they were born. And I think now, Carly and Liz are grown up to see, and I don't think either mother has a problem with them dating each other. Like, when I started laughing when they were making kissing and Liz walked in, did you guys see that? And they all, and Zoss goes, well, I will see you at the pool. And so, you know, she goes to the pool. And Liz's like, so you and Zoss together now? Or what? You know, and she reminded, you know, and he said, I didn't want to make things harder for you, which I thought was sweet. I do, you know, and then Zoss was going to tell Carly, like, the moment it seems so, but Spencer's got to be his obnoxious, loose open cold calling. And I love doing soft twist him in the pool twice, okay? And for me, I'm not happy with this because of Spencer. Am I the only one that is having a problem with this?
Well, I have a little problem with that. I mean, if you're going to recast Spencer, you might as well recast Emma and H.R. Because I figure you rather prefer to have Spencer and Emma together than Trina and Spencer.
Exactly. I want my Emma back. He called on Tony, which he did years ago, and he is responsible for Spencer getting burnt that day.
Mm-hmm.
That part, I can understand that, but it wasn't this Spencer. It was my Spencer that happened. And this way, how does Emma come back? Brooklyn, how does she?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Isn't it too old for her? No?
And so I've seen some pictures that Emma of Brooklyn, not
right.
Brooklyn and General Hospital, but Emma Brooklyn, had posted from Hawaii, and it seems like she's been enjoying her summer vacation out there. So I don't think you're going to lure her back to General Hospital. And even if you do, you got an age difference between this Spencer and her.
Yeah,
and
I love her.
You know, I could be wrong, but why in the hell couldn't they do what they did with Robin?
Let everybody age normally?
And just let them age. Okay, in real life, Spencer and Sasha are a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
I give them out. A year and a half apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and the casting director, in my eyes, just gives like a, nominee for being a great casting director because the casting of Zoss and Michael as college kids is incredible, especially Eden and Laura. What does everyone think?
I agree, especially when Chad brought to the table, because Chad brought into the table that we didn't see with young Dylan Cass or the other Michael doing before Chad came involved. Because we've seen that happen briefly with Christina because once Lindsay Morgan left and Alexis took back the role for a while, it was we saw something with that going on as far as the casting with her, and we have seen also the same thing with Molly as well. Because
they never made
the same Molly for almost 12 years now, and she has grown up from an 8-year-old to a 21-year-old, right, without ever recasting.
That's
something that I want to see that they should have left with Forrest getting as far as Spencer. And if you're going to bring back, and another thing is I have a suggestion of a good recast for Emma. Put in the actress that was Sierra during her child years, because she's close to the same age as what Spencer is now.
I want Brooklyn.
Yeah, for me, what Bill really, really showed was, think about how close Sunny and Spencer was. When Courtney died in the hospital, at that point, Mike, her father, and Sunny didn't know that she was going to die. But Courtney said, and if I'm wrong, Maggie, yummy, but I saw Sonny visit his sister right before the baby was born and said, you know what, no matter what, you're my sister. Okay, I haven't been great at the big brother thing, but whatever it is, a boy or a girl, I will make sure, you know, to always love them and be, if they need me, I'm there. Sonny never broke their promise. Never in a day. He wasn't, you know, on the phone calling Spencer when, you know, he was at boarding school. You know, he, you know, when he came back from boarding school and when he found out, you know, about the electric tampering, you know, Spencer said, told Sonny the
truth. That was cute.
But
that was cute, though.
What?
When he did that, it was cute. He was mischievous and he was adorable. It was the wrong thing to do, right? But still, Spencer was adorable. I mean, I just love him. And
yeah. And, you know, I loved, I mean, I'm still mad that Nicholas is not there because he was my favorite. You know, I always told you every time, like, you would call me and you go, well, you birthday present came a day early or a day late, but you're going to be happy because your Spencer's on. This is not my Spencer I'm mossing, okay? I'm sorry. I'm filing and complaining because
he's a good actor,
you know,
but
this, you know, and people said, oh, the way Nicholas and Fred were looking at each other like, oh, they could be together. Wait a moment. No, no. No, Nana. What about Italian?
No, Nana.
Yeah, because I don't see that happening because Britt was the, a big mother figure for Spencer when, you know, she met Nicholas and her heart grew. And, okay, she didn't have that much luck with Emma. Okay, but I'm sick of people bringing that up, like, oh, she was mean to Emma. But she wasn't never really around kids. But once Spencer and her, there was an immediate connection, you know, right, Maggie?
It's
Bobby,
adorable.
Did you agree? Did you agree?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. You know,
remember the key ending?
Think,
in the hotel room when she let him get all the snacks he wanted that time? Britt and Spencer?
Yeah. I mean,
he
all
a super
moments,
sugar high.
All those moments of Sonny and Spencer through the years, that, okay, it took them 6 years, you know, since when Spencer was 6 or 7 to finally have them have that relationship. And I remember him in the boxing ring and Leslie Lou. Oh, Leslie, you know, Laura's mom. You know, like, willing Sonny, but he goes, oh, but, you know, come on. He was just going to get a box. And there are so many moments I can say that there was just a bond there. When, you know, when Spencer invited Olivia and Sonny to Fred and Nicholas engagement, you know, and he was not having a good time because of Emma. But Sonny was there for him and said, okay, you know, and the day in the pub when he called him, you sound serious when you called me. What's wrong? Is it Emma again? And he was trying to put Zoss and Spencer together, like, you know, for Spencer to forget about Emma. And I love the reaction Faith Monique Bernard, Faith and Lois was priceless when Spencer's like, I gave her $100 to talk to me again. And Sunny's like, oh God, what have I done? You know, kind of thing. And I've always loved, I've always loved that because no matter what people can say about Sunny, he family meant everything and still does. Yep. And when when he found out that Molly, you know, did the whole commitment, you know, but not married or whatever you call it.
Ceremony.
You know, he sent a bottle of wine over, you know. No matter what, that is his niece. And I think that's been forgotten in the supper. Because if you go back to Sonny's, I'm not calling it for you. No, because he's not dead. But Molly wasn't there. There were so many people not at Sonny's for you that did not make sense to me. You know,
COVID.
Stella was there every moment helping him with Mike. And
because
number
of COVID.
Two, Milo wasn't there. There were so many people.
Girl, cut it out.
Not there for Mike and Sunny Springers. But it goes back to the COVID-19 thing.
COVID. Yeah, COVID-19. I mean, they wanted to be there, but they had to be very careful how many people were on the set. And my favorite is when Sunny, okay, Valentine, I warmed up to at the time. I hated Valentine for what he did to Spencer. But I'm thrilled that Sunny took him aside and told him, well, if you do this, you carry it the rest of your life. And that was to be an uncle, godfather type of person to, you know, talk it to him down. And would Jax do that? No. Why can't we deport him again?
You know, and I mean, people, you know, on Twitter.
And I noticed with the recast of Donna, they're using an actual 2-year-old versus the twins that were on there, and I found that because of COVID, they were unavailable to come back on set, so they aged her, and she made her debut the other day. I was thinking, if she's able to make full sense and good enough to speak, we can probably get her on as if with permission from her mom and dad to just do an interview.
I don't know. Did I miss it? I don't believe I did. The christening of Donna Courtney?
Yes.
Was she ever christened? Or because of COVID, they bypassed that completely?
Yeah, they recasted that. Because I think that COVID games by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, has to be like, up well, you know, Avery is and Donna is.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I think, and this is my personal belief, you cannot bring a baby, a newborn, even 6 weeks old, to the step of this COVID case. You can't. I mean,
correct.
Even if it's for like 2 hours or whatever, you can't because
no,
it's dangerous. And
especially
I know
the year before all done again the other day because
mm-hmm.
of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
you can't be that old this fast, though. Can't
you?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing
I thought you were
that
the baby.
This girl has to be 2-3 years old right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, and I want to think
the twins who are actually 2-year olds right now, because I went looking through their Instagram account and they just celebrated their birthday the day through the Instagram account that it's on.
Because I love
but,
Avery.
You know, they've always had twins on shows for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Even like Little Back to Little House on the Prairie. Yes, I still watch that. But they still, you know, and now still to this day they have that. But before we go,
because you can't have twins. Other than Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen, who literally went from 6-month-olds to 10-year-olds on Full House back in the day, you really don't have that many dueling roles for twins the same age that Mary Kay and Ashley was at the end of the run of the original Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, no one's interrupting me, Bobby. I'm kidding. But what I was going to say, and this is all Maggie's fault.
Don't worry, I don't.
You didn't do anything wrong. You just got me into boredom, beautiful. That's all you did.
And I'm not into that show.
Yeah,
but
no,
I love Stuffy.
Nice.
And I was hoping Taylor would come back. And
yeah,
I
last night, you know, she was telling me about this. And I'm like, hold on, shit. And then I watched it. And my damn stupid T-Bo awaits one day. But this was my saving grace, everyone. If
you
people
too.
Have Prime, and, you know, I get Paramount on Prime for
mm-hmm.
like $5, whatever it is. And I get HBO with that, you know. With
That's
Prime, fine. Actually, you guys, I want to teach you something. With Amazon Prime, you
mm-hmm.
can get like Showtime, HBO, whatever.
Stars.
Then you would
mm-hmm.
get full cable.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I love Prime.
I was trying
no,
to get Hulu
love...
so I can watch more NHL games on Hulu when the ESPN when that's also on ESPN Plus when ESPN has it this year, so I can watch the Blackhawks or the Kraken play since I'm
mm-hmm.
in that. Since I'm out of market where I can get those games, where if I was in Chicago, I would have to rely on the local sports channel, or Seattle, I would have to rely on the local sports channel for the games.
You know, so Maggie, I love you, but I can't believe that I even went to, I mean, took my intentions to get to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The 34th season, but I did. And then I was watching. Then I was getting into this. You know, I'm like, okay, there must be something wrong with me.
Hmm.
But when Steffi slapped Sheila, oh my gosh. And I want to say, I know you don't like the Hope, but I respect our differences.
No, I like Hope. I don't like Creek.
Okay. But what I like the Steffi picture as, you know, the maid of honor, like, to show
mm-hmm. no,
everyone,
no, that part. Mm-hmm.
You know, to show everyone that they can be adults with all
mm-hmm.
the kids and, you know, and support the kids, and support each other. Because I think Stephanie's going to need them about now. Because Finn, okay, I'm not blaming Finn on this whole thing.
Mm-mm. He was back.
But it is, you know, and when I read that Tank King was going to go to board. I said this to myself, but maybe I said to Maggie. Oh, I don't remember.
No, you didn't. I'm the one who said, it's Alcazar.
I said, boss, are you going to be a bad guy? You know?
Yeah, you thought he'd be a bad guy. Because I couldn't say you said King's name. I thought Alcazar.
No, right?
And correct me if I'm wrong here, Carly, but I'm thinking back, isn't, not Sheila, but Finn's other mom that is Asian?
Yes.
Did we have her as a guest when she was on Days or not? Because I think I remember talking to her.
I thought she was on another soap and she left. And
we had her as a guest one night on this show because I talked to her and asked her a question.
Right. Remember, about four or five years ago
at the same time she was on Days.
Right. She was on Days at the time, and I really liked her on that show. I thought she was on the show, Carly.
What's the name everyone talking about?
Her name on the show is Lee, L-I. I got to look to see what her real name is. But she looked so familiar, like she was the one on Dave.
And I'm thinking that we had her on the show. Had her as a guest, Carly, or when you first had me on there as a regular.
What's his name? I was crazy about him, and she ended up being his mother. Christopher Stone. He was on there, and
I know what you're saying, but I'm picturing, but I'm like, you're mine.
Right. If I could think of her name on there, Christopher Corey, he left, and I was upset when he left the show. And then John Lilly left, which upset me because I love John Lilly. But Christopher was on my Wi-Fi-O. And what's his last name?
May I say that? I have a very bad addiction right now. I have two bad addictions. Okay. What? I love Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Okay. If you have never had Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you need to go and punish yourself. But this is not, not having their ice cream. I love, and a lot of people think I'm crazy. Well, I am crazy, but I love Ben and Jerry's chocolate cookie dough ice cream. And I love them. I don't know why, but that's my favorite ice cream in the whole wide world. What is your Bobby?
Last time I had Ben and Jerry's might have been probably, I would say maybe about 2019 when I went to the Ben and Jerry's in Myrtle Beach and got the Jimmy Fallon and the C. Colbert combo with my two scoops. I don't watch any talk shows, but I know they have ice cream out for Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
Dublin
Mudslide. That is delicious. It tastes just like a mudslide without the alcohol. It's called Dublin Mudslide. What Ben Jerry's make. But I like the Edie's slow churn, the caramel delight. That's my new favorite.
I just want to say, Dean Francis, don't forget, but she decide to take the summer off. And she will be back in the fall. But you know what? Don't people give their opinion in their body, you know? We know Hughes has done that for the last couple of years. And you know, when you have kids that are almost up to college, you want to spend a lot of time with them, you know. And let's see, before we go, I don't like who they picked for somebody. You know, I don't.
Well, I don't like the idea because, but after hearing Aaron Rodgers saying that he was staying in Green Bay for this year, I knew that the Jeopardy job or any possibility of him going to the Rams or Chargers was out of the question.
Okay.
And another sad condolence I really want to get out there. That squatter who plays really in my brain today.
Yeah, let's go to the doctors.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because that squatter who's on YNR. Dear, the name, her husband, beloved husband, passed away.
Cancer.
You know, that broke my heart when I heard that. Because, like, he was fighting. He was fighting. And, 3 months ago, my sweet husband of 40 years, Ron was diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. Since that time, weekly visits from hospice, my daughter Allison and her husband Wade, our son Cole and I, have been taking care of Donna home. This has been far and away the most painful period of my life and my kids. At this time, I'm just with the rewarded because Don James has spent his entire life helping people, you know. But, no, I feel so sorry for why was that. And we all also, because people ask me, but you're going to have a Stu Damon. I just feel like right now, like all these celebrity deaths keep coming and coming, and it just breaks your heart.
It does.
You know, and, you know, the number one, you know, yeah, COVID is probably the number one kill. But the number two kill right now is cancer.
I always have one. I'm a daddy.
And cancer is very, very hard. First to detect from my head. But second of all, is this really hard to deal with, and my parents go out to all of them. Pastor Strayley passed away from it. Pastor Strayley, and I know someone else, but I can't think who else. But,
I answered back.
Yeah, my brain. But remember on Sunday, people bought the state of mind. Because it helps you mood. It really does. I do watching episodes of that, like, always. It's just, I don't know, I love that show. And when he spun out to begin a, a medal, because he is bringing,
not out of the closet.
You know, he's becoming gay mental health, at the front of it, and not to be a saint if you have bipolar or depression or whatever. And I'm like, at this point, I think the whole country might be having that soon. And, you know, I just love that Mo has done the State of Mind, you know. And every State of Mind is really good. So you guys go watch that. Before we go, I have so much those to us. But my cousin knows best came back last night. Yay! But I've been looking
Whitney,
for it.
Whitney Houston's was fabulous.
All I want to say is people be careful with Amazon shopping. I know, but
tell me about it.
Tell me if I'm an addict.
I cannot.
They have everything cheaper, and they deliver it.
Yes, and I cannot buy
exactly. I think I bought last year when I spent almost $300 in Amazon money for the whole summer, and almost robbed my girlfriend of that much money. But fortunately enough, I paid it back when I got my Simmons check back in January.
Okay, very good.
You know, we are going to probably get another one. There's talk of it. So if we get another Simmons check, I will be happy.
Question?
What?
No, I have a question for the piano, for Bobby and you. Bobby, you watch Young and the Restless, right?
I haven't watched it since Sharon and Ashley had the baby drama over Faith.
Oh, you haven't watched it since?
Well, I've been basically busy with work where when I was at work, I was unable to watch it at 4 o'clock and then watch the same day episodes on cable before they dropped it from cable and made it available to Paramount Plus. And I don't have the money to watch same-day episodes of that on Paramount Plus because I don't have enough money for Paramount Plus once the week-long trial is over.
Oh, Bobby, did you want Paramount? Because if you do, all you have to do is go on Amazon and there are a lot of great on that, and so
I'll be lucky if is HBO Max available, because I've been wanting to get HBO Max for over a year because I want to watch some of the movies that are either still in movie theaters or that are on cable right now outside of HBO Max or Showtime or any of the other networks. So, but I don't want to add extra money on top of what I have right now for cable, especially on the streaming app I got, because I got Roku and I got Amazon Prime and I got Netflix, and I don't want to add more money on top of that.
Okay, because it costs like $14 with the lifetime is $3.99. But Pyramid, Bobby, is $3.99.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go with that because I may possibly just have to give me an Amazon card and just sign up for a month's worth because I wish I could better, because I could have just kept up the day after Big Brother aired with the live camera feeds to see what was actually going on, since there's no airing of Big Brother After Dark on cable anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, no, and you can try it for 1 month free, too.
Okay.
Okay, but guys, have a great weekend and enjoy the weekend. And everyone stay cool. And right now it's 93 degrees. So.
Okay. Well, you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Bobby.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Later, Carly.
Bye.